Everyone everywhere thinks at this point that Apple is just irrelevant, so Apple held their most mainstream event of the year, where they would introduce the iPhone 17 and the iPhone Air, which is 5.5mm thick and is the thinnest phone Apple has ever made. They also announced new Apple Watches and AirPod Pro 3s that put heart rate sensors in your ears, and apparently give you the ability to translate languages in real time.
Hello, welcome. Today, all the red carnations are 50% off.
But if you're thinking, wow, that sounds a lot like every Apple event for the past 5 years, well, congratulations, you're not too far off the money. And it turns out this is all just an attempt to hide something much worse about Apple right now. You see, the iPhone 17 is what anyone might expect. It's faster, sleeker, and with a better camera. It's exactly what we've come to expect from Apple, an incremental upgrade of a device that already dominates the market. Everyone is reacting to the Pro's design, saying it just looks ugly with its trio of large cameras and raised back. One even said that Steve Jobs would have fired anyone from this era, and as for the new bright orange variant, it might look like something you'd see in a catalogue from the 90s. And the Air, which is stealing the limelight, might be a metaphor for modern Apple. It's a solution desperately searching for a problem. Who woke up this morning thinking, you know what would improve my life if my phone was 30% thinner? The Air is so thin that there are concerns about the battery, which Apple whizzed over at the event, claiming it simply has all-day battery life, a bit less than the iPhone 16. However, in the next breath of the launch show, they announced a specialized MagSafe battery pack designed specifically for the iPhone Air at an extra cost of $99. Meanwhile, the Apple Watch Series 11 gets 24 hours of battery life, and the new Ultra up to 42, which seems fine until you realize Garmin watches run for weeks. Okay, they're targeted at different markets and it's not necessarily a fair comparison, but you still won't be able to go hiking for a weekend with your Apple Watch without charging it. But here's the most important thing about this year's iPhone event. Apple wasn't just releasing a new phone, it's fighting to prove it's still relevant and can still innovate at the frontier of technology. The whole event is a facade for much bigger problems at Apple, as the real new frontier of technology is AI, and this is a big problem for Apple. Google, Meta, and Microsoft saw the promise of AI early and poured billions into developing their own powerful models. Microsoft has ChatGPT built directly into Windows and Office. Google has Gemini spread across its products. Meta's Llama models have become pivotal to the open source AI community. By contrast, Apple's AI has barely seen the light of day, and what we have seen is being glitchy, unimpressive, and just widely criticized. While AI's trajectory is challenging to predict, and we could speculate that Apple is actually just making a good play by throwing it on the back burner, their PR and communications have been disastrous. In the lead up to the iPhone event, Apple has been very cautious about AI and its Apple Intelligence Suite, and frankly, there's good reason for that. The big Siri upgrade that was supposed to revolutionize voice interaction, well, that's been pushed back to 2026 because it's too error-ridden to ship. This is all according to a savaging report by Bloomberg of all people. And just 3 months ago at WWDC 2025, Apple's software chief had to admit that the new, more personalized Siri needed more time to reach a high-quality bar.
We also introduced enhancements that make Siri more natural and more helpful. And as we've shared, we're continuing our work to deliver the features that make Siri even more personal. This work needed more time to reach our high-quality bar, and we look forward to sharing more about it in the coming year.
In other words, it didn't work. This was the same event where Apple had been showing off major Apple Intelligence updates. Live Translation, a foundation model's framework that makes it easy for developers to access Apple's AI. They made it sound like AI was finally ready for prime time, but the iPhone event told a very different story, and looks like a squandered opportunity. As David Pearce from The Verge wrote ahead of the launch, quote, "This is the iPhone event, so obviously Apple's going to talk a lot about gadgets, but it's also Apple's most public mainstream moment of the year and a key moment to see how Apple explains itself to the world. Will the company talk about AI and future Siri? Will it talk about privacy?" As it happened, they didn't explain themselves at all, but rather glossed over the criticism surrounding their AI strategy. While Google, Microsoft, and Meta lead their events with AI features, Apple spend their time talking about standard hardware upgrades. They mention Apple Intelligence maybe 3 times, and only in passing when discussing the AirPod Pro 3's live translation feature. Siri wasn't even mentioned once. Some analysts spotted this coming from a mile off. Peter Anderson from Anderson Capital Management told CNBC he was disappointed with Apple's, quote, "lack of attention to software and artificial intelligence. Where is Siri?" he asked. As AI continues to develop, they are obviously standing in the background. Which is crazy to imagine because it never used to be this way. Apple was always the company that revolutionized entire industries. companies. The iPod, the iPhone, the App Store, each transformed not just products, but culture itself. It was the company of revolutions, not refinements. The company everyone looked to for the next big thing. But AI has triggered a modern gold rush in tech, and Apple is just nowhere to be seen. While competitors are pouring literal billions into AI development, Apple is still trying to figure out how to make Siri work properly. And they've been trying to do this for over 10 years at this point. And still, it just sucks. And the track record so far really isn't encouraging. When Apple Intelligence features finally started rolling out, they were problematic. The news summary feature made things up and misrepresented stories, wrongly saying that tennis star Rafael Nadal had come out as gay and that Luigi Mangione had actually taken his own life. Media outlets like the BBC were forced to issue corrections, and watchdogs warned about the damage to trust. For Apple, a company that sells itself on polish and reliability, this kind of error was seen as embarrassing. Apple had to backtrack and disable the feature. Even the features that do work feel half-baked. This video is sponsored by Raycon. Do you remember back to school shopping as a kid? New notebooks, new shoes, new routines? And I might not be in school anymore, but I still love that feeling of starting fresh. And this fall, I'm calling it back to cool because Raycon's open earbuds are my must-haves for getting back into a routine and making everything feel a little smoother. Raycon's essential open earbuds keep your ears open while still delivering crystal clear sound, which for me is just so useful for day-to-day living as they sit comfortably outside your ear canal. So you can always stay aware of traffic, co-workers, or just whatever's going on around you, all without sacrificing your music or podcast quality. They also have a super lightweight design that never feels bulky, even after hours of wear. And the secure rotating ear hook ensures a secure, personalized fit for any activity, meaning they just won't slip out whether I'm at the gym, on a walk, or just bashing out some work. You can also connect to multiple devices and just switch seamlessly, which is really great if you go from your phone to your laptop when you're working. And in addition, they also have 36 hours of battery life, 8 hours for the earbuds and a 36 hour case, meaning you quite literally have days of non-stop listening. And yet, at the same time, Raycon quality rivals the big premium audio brands, but at half the price. So there's no more overpaying just to get a great sound. Plus, over 3 million customers already love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. So if you don't love them, returns are easy. And when you get Raycons using the link in the description, you'll also be supporting this channel. So go to the link in the description box, or go to buyraycon.com/moonytopen to get 20% off. That's buyraycon.com/moonytopen. Something really crucial that you need to know about Apple's AI is that it's a hybrid system, which represents a fundamentally different path from other big tech companies, and not necessarily in a good way. So what does that mean in practice? Well, most of the time, Apple Intelligence runs on Apple's own models. A lightweight version sits directly on your iPhone or Mac, handling quick jobs like rewriting a sentence. For heavier tasks, a more powerful model runs on Apple's servers, but those servers are designed so that even Apple can't see your data. On the surface, it sounds all well and good so far. But the thing is, Apple also built a ChatGPT extension into its AI because Apple's own models is simply nowhere near as good as ChatGPT. As an Apple user, if you want anything beyond the simplest request, Siri hands you over to OpenAI. And integrating ChatGPT into its AI has caused outrage. It was so bad that following the announcement, Apple's stock price even dipped. Because the company that built its reputation and business empire on a promise that it will keep your data safe is now relying on third parties to handle it. And despite all their assurances, it's almost impossible to believe. Everyone knows tech companies are smart ways of reading our data. They track patterns, scrape signals, and stitch things together in ways most users never even notice. So when Apple, which built its reputation on privacy, hands part of its AI brain to a third party, run by a guy like Sam Altman, it leaves a question mark. Even if it's not stealing anything, the doubt is enough to make people uneasy. Last year, even Elon Musk announced Siri's integration with ChatGPT, saying that it's a privacy and security risk, and that Apple users are being sold down the river. Quote, "It's patently absurd that Apple isn't smart enough to make their own AI," he said, "yet somehow capable of ensuring that OpenAI will protect your security and privacy." All of this means that, unlike its rivals, Apple doesn't fully own its AI stack. It has less intellectual property and less control over how this crucial technology develops over the coming years. Apple now can't dictate the pace or direction of the most advanced AI features. And yet doing everything in-house and keeping a competitive moat between it and other companies has been its core strength for years. And aside from a few collaborations like Google and Safari and Microsoft for Mac, Apple almost never does cross partnerships like this, especially ones that are this close to the user experience. But a but clearly had no choice here, signaling something worrying about the company. This August, Musk then went and filed a lawsuit against both OpenAI and Apple, saying that ChatGPT's Apple integration ruined competition and trust. The complaint read that there's no valid business reason for the Apple-OpenAI deal to be exclusive, and that it gives them an unfair advantage. Apple and OpenAI, bankrolled heavily by Microsoft, have been lumped together as partners in a lawsuit. It's really wild stuff. And it's clearly a huge weakness for Apple that could prove to be a terrible decision from Tim Cook. And the thing is, it's even worse than it seems. Just days before the iPhone event, two authors filed a copyright lawsuit against Apple, claiming the company illegally used their books to train its AI models. They alleged that Apple scraped their works from pirated databases like Books 3, without permission or payment. Books 3 is a well-known AI training dataset that most of the big AI developers have likely used. The allegations directly contradict Apple's carefully crafted narrative about ethical AI development. For so long, Apple has strongly positioned itself as the responsible alternative to data-hungry competitors. In a research paper published just last month, Apple insisted it only uses data we've licensed from publishers, curated from publicly available or open-source datasets, and follows all the best practices for ethical web crawling. The company claimed it respects publishers' text files, with Apple even saying that it offered publishers millions of dollars for training rights, portraying itself as the ethical player in an industry known for taking first and asking permission later. But the lawsuit paints a very different picture. Quote, Apple has not attempted to pay these authors. Apple did not seek licenses to copy and use the copyrighted books provided to its models. Instead, it intentionally evaded payment by using books already compiled in pirated datasets. And now we see Apple in this really impossible position, as the company's entire brand depends on being seen as more ethical than other competitors like Meta or Google. And yet building competitive AI requires exactly the kind of aggressive data collection that Apple publicly condemns. And so while its competitors are experimenting in public and riding the wave of the AI hype, Apple just seems quiet. Its stock's just stagnant. No one seems to talk about the company anymore. iPhone 17's completely boring, and Siri, once considered revolutionary, now just feels clumsy compared to ChatGPT's voice mode or Google's Gemini. And as we saw, Apple intelligence has so far given us little to get excited about, even towards the end of 2025, 3 years after ChatGPT. And so it's clear that what we're seeing is that the very principles that made Apple dominant are now making it irrelevant. In AI, privacy and polish lose out to speed, experimentation, and often loose ethics. And the same thing is true of Apple's culture of secrecy, which is now also holding it back. Apple has always been a fortress, developing products in the dark and sometimes even keeping teams siloed from one another. This built anticipation, reduced leaks, and made mystery a part of its brand, turning new product releases into huge cultural events. Before the age of AI, this worked well. In hardware, secrecy was an asset. Rivals couldn't copy or steal new product ideas. In software, it also kept things tight and ensured that new updates weren't released into the world until they were bug-free and ready to use. The public then learned to trust that whatever Apple released was perfect, ready, complete, and reliable. But AI doesn't always reward secrecy in the way hardware does. There's no doubt that other big tech companies are very secretive and guard their crown jewel models. Even OpenAI hasn't been properly open for years. But Google, Meta, and Microsoft still maintain a thin veil of participation in the AI community, publishing research, releasing benchmarks, or open sourcing parts of their work. Apple, on the other hand, hasn't really participated. And in a space where rivals at least appear active, Apple's silence makes it look like it's falling behind and irrelevant, not mysterious. A consequence of this is that many of Apple's top AI researchers have been poached by rival companies, such as Ruoming Pang, who was responsible for Apple's foundation model development and recently left to join Meta's superintelligence team, with some insiders calling it open season. Other senior engineers have since followed Pang to Meta. For ambitious researchers, Apple's secrecy feels suffocating. Why spend years on something the world may never know you built? It's why Apple is currently struggling to retain or attract the very people it needs to catch up in AI and continue the company's relevance. But there's also another big reason for why Apple's just slowly becoming irrelevant. The iPhone is still Apple's golden goose. It's responsible for about half of Apple's revenue, and Apple sells almost 250 million of them a year. It was a near universal product, but its success is actually a trap for Apple's long-term future. The problem is that when a company is built around a single hardware product, disruption is risky. Incrementalization becomes not just a choice, but a financial necessity. Apple has trained investors to expect steady, predictable upgrades. New iPhones every September, a slow cadence of improvements. The iPhone 17, faster, thinner, with a better camera fits this pattern exactly. It's tiny small improvements that barely make any difference but are overhyped to sell more and more phones. And in the past this has always worked. Small refinements were enough to generate global excitement. But today, nobody even cares about the iPhone 17 or the iPhone 17 Air. It's why they're planning to stagger releases in the future. Because nobody really cares about the release of iPhones anymore, as they just look so underwhelming in technology these days because the frontier has shifted to AI. But a company that's making billions from hardware can't just easily risk cannibalizing its own success with radical pivots. Whereas Microsoft can bet billions on AI because of its flexibility and its huge partnerships with OpenAI, Meta can pivot recklessly because of its ad machine printing cash. It doesn't have so much of a reputation to worry about compared to Apple, as Apple is locked into its own cycle. Its greatest triumph, making history's most profitable product, the iPhone, now makes pivoting and reinvention very difficult, and is in turn stunting its own growth. But what if Apple can actually turn these limitations into a strength? And what if Apple is actually deliberately staying out of the AI race as part of its long-term strategy? You see, Apple has always operated under a quality over speed philosophy. It's rarely the first to bring a new product to the market. It lets others lead the way, learns from their mistakes, and comes in and cleans up the mess, making a product people actually want to buy. It did this with the iPod, iPhone, and AirPods. Apple's identity has never been about racing rivals to be first. It's been about arriving last but arriving best. So the question is whether Apple's apparent lateness in AI is really a failure or just a deliberate extension of the philosophy that made it successful. There are signs this might be Apple's plan. Tim Cook has been clear from the start: Apple won't race, it will wait. Quote, "It's very important to be deliberate and thoughtful on how you approach these things," he said, stressing patience and precision over hype. And maybe he has a point. What if Apple isn't late but cautious? What if it's holding back because it sees what others won't admit, that generative AI might not live up to the promises? Many experts already warn it's looking less like a revolution and more like a bubble. So what if Apple's real strategy is to sit it out and wait for the bubble to burst? When the hype and speculation drives prices way above the real value of a product and technology, and eventually investors pull out and the inflated market collapses. We've seen this many times in modern history: the Dutch tulip craze, NFTs, the dot-com bubble, where insane amounts of money are pumped into the market and then taken out, triggering a recession. A crucial sign that a bubble is about to burst is when the technology doesn't seem to be delivering in the way it was promised to. And we're starting to see this with AI, and Apple knows this, as Apple put out a research paper recently that sent shockwaves through the AI community. The research poured cold water on the idea that large language models are actually smart, and the way we get to AGI. The researchers put the major frontier models to test: ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, Meta's Llama 3, and others, by giving them simple logic puzzles. The result? The machine didn't reason. They froze, gave up, and couldn't even follow basic algorithms. Which might be why Apple thinks if you strip away the buzz and marketing gloss, what you see isn't intelligence at all. It's all just a very sophisticated illusion, one that cracks as soon as you ask it to really think. And we're actually seeing cracks all over the AI world. Last month, OpenAI released its latest AI model, ChatGPT-5, and it was widely considered a disaster. Ahead of the launch, we were promised that the new model would be a significant leap in intelligence, comparable to having a conversation with a PhD-level friend. Sam Altman went on podcasts everywhere, saying it does his emails better than he does.
And I got a question. I got emailed a question that I didn't quite understand. And I put it in the model, this GPT-5, and it answered it perfectly. And I really kind of sat back in my chair, and I was just like, oh man, here it is moment.
But after its release, the internet erupted with complaints about how terrible it was and how disappointing it felt. It was glitchy, inconsistent, and felt like a significant downgrade. But most of the complaints were about how it felt much colder and more emotionless. Thousands of people signed a petition to bring ChatGPT-4.0 back. And within days, OpenAI gave in to the pressure and changed course, restoring the old version to their platform. Sam Altman said even before it came out that it felt like it was generally intelligent and a significant step on the path to AGI. However, after the release of ChatGPT-5, even Altman admitted that his company screwed up, conceding in fact that it was actually way dumber than people expected. His excuse was essentially that OpenAI just needs more money, and that the model would be better if it had more processors and data centers. This is a classic trope in AI, always hinting that AGI is just around the corner, and that all these tech companies need is more cash. But despite its ballooning revenue and insane valuation, OpenAI still isn't profitable and is losing billions of dollars every year. Which is another huge sign that AI might just be a bubble, and that Apple's patience could actually pay off. Billions are being sunk into AI companies with no proof that they can actually make a profit. Right now it's still speculation. And it's not just OpenAI having issues. A few weeks ago, MIT published a study finding that a staggering 95% of attempts by companies to use generative AI completely fail. Using AI has no impact on their productivity and how much money they make. This wasn't what we were promised by most AI true believers. Hearing the news, investors started selling tech stocks, which has wiped $1 trillion off the S&P 500. And if the technology does turn out to be not game-changing but a flop, the bubble will quickly burst. Let's take a look at some of these companies. Stability AI, once hailed as a generative AI unicorn, has been burning through millions each month with little to show for it. Inflection AI launched with over $1 billion in backing to build a personal assistant called Pi, and then within a year, it collapsed with its team absorbed into Microsoft. Even Anthropic is valued at nearly $20 billion while spending hundreds of millions a year just to keep the servers running. These aren't signs of a mature, world-changing technology, but the signs of an industry running on the hype and investor cash. Many AI startups are being valued at hundreds of millions of dollars, but are still yet to make any profits. Some economists are claiming that the value of tech companies like Microsoft, Meta, and Nvidia have become completely detached from reality. One Wall Street expert wrote chillingly that the difference between the IT bubble in the 90s and the AI bubble today is that the top 10 companies in the S&P 500 today are more overvalued than they were in the 90s. So while it might be tempting to single out Apple's lack of AI innovation as a massive mistake and point to the iPhone as evidence of issues that cut right to the heart of the company, the issue might actually be much bigger than that. The truth is, the entire tech industry is gambling on AI. It doesn't matter if you're a backer or a skeptic. This is a new frontier for big tech, and no one can predict its future. The iPhone event just revealed some of the conflicts facing the tech industry. Do you invest in AI? Do you wait? There are probably no right or wrong answers here. Whether Apple has backed itself into a corner, or is right to be avoiding AI completely, time will only tell. But the stakes will be clear.